Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us for today's program, we will meet the newest doctor of physical therapy at 21st Century at Van Deest Medical Center. And before we do, I have just a couple of announcements I'd like to share. We talked about this on last week's program. We are very excited to be offering some sun safety days at area pools throughout Hamilton County. We hope you will come out and join us. This is for all ages. Bring your kids, bring your grandkids. Today, in fact, we will be in Stratford at the pool beginning at 1 o'clock. We will be providing some sun safety education. We will be giving out free sunscreen, and we have a fun activity for the kids to join in as well. Tomorrow, July 16th, we're going to be in Webster City. We will be at the Webster City Outdoor Pool and at the Splash Pad at East Twin Park, both starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then next week, you will find us in Jewel on Thursday, July 23rd, beginning at 1 o'clock. Again, we hope you will join us for one of our sun safety days. Today we're in Stratford, tomorrow Webster City, and next week on Thursday we will be in Jewel. And with that brief announcement, we are ready to start into our program for today. As I mentioned, joining us for today's program, we have the newest Doctor of Physical Therapy, Sarah Stege, joining us, as well as Director and Physical Therapist, Kevin Boltina. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Very nice to have you here. Thanks for joining me today. I have just had the pleasure of meeting Sarah, and we're very excited to have her joining our team at Van Deest Medical Center. Sarah, if you would tell our listeners how long you've been a physical therapist with 21st Century Rehab.
I've been with 21st since this past February. I just graduated fresh from PT school in December, took my licensure exam in January, and started for our first round of the new role into 21st in February.
Very good. And how's it going?
It's good. It's been nice to transition from being a student to now feeling like I have my own personal caseload, my patients that are regulars and keep coming to kind of build that same relationship.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. You touched upon your education a little bit, but please expand.
Yes, I grew up just a ways east of here in Denver, Iowa, kind of straight east on 20. Mm-hmm. So not too far, but a straight line shot. I went to Iowa State for college, and then from there went on to DMU, Des Moines University, out in West Des Moines, where I got my Doctor of PT. And from there, now I live in Ankeny. And my fiance is also a PT in the Ankeny area, so we have lots to talk about when we get home from work each day.
Oh my gosh, that probably makes it fun though.
It does,
yeah. Just comparing different cases that you saw and
yes, absolutely.
Feedback.
It's helpful to have somebody if you're not really quite sure what direction to go with for a patient. You have somebody to bounce ideas off of, or somebody who understands your day when you get home. That some days there's good days, some days there's some hard days.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. So was there something in your past leading up to your schooling that made you pursue your particular field?
I was very active in high school and just growing up. I was a 3-4 sport athlete throughout mm-hmm. high school. Loved being active. I still enjoy being active. I spent a little time in PT in high school with some injuries, but I'll admit I was probably one of the worst patients, very uncompliant. I owe my physical therapist an apology because I never did what he asked me to, and realize now from this role that he very well could know that I was not doing what he needed me to at home. So mm-hmm. he probably knew that without me having to tell him, but I got exposed that way. He was great. He was wonderful. Helped get me back onto the field safely and healthy, despite my not equal effort into that bond. And then I went to Iowa State initially on a pre-veterinary track. I was planning on going to vet school and had a plan to be a large and small animal vet, and God led me to some other options and opened some windows, and I decided the two-legged people were my way instead of the four-legged. So I just love that I could build a personal relationship with my patients, that I could talk to them, hear what's going on inside their life, rather than maybe just seeing them for a regular checkup, trying to solve the problem with no verbal understanding of how to interpret what's going on. And just really fell in love with it the more that I shadowed. And I like that there's many options in healthcare, but in physical therapy specifically, we have a unique opportunity where we get 40 to 60 minutes with a patient that you hear about the hard things in their life, the good things. You get to celebrate the highs and the lows. And then I also just thought it was so unique that we had so many areas to treat. You could treat in an outpatient facility, inpatient. You could work with those who had neurological impairments after a stroke or spinal cord injury. You could work with pediatrics. You could work with geriatrics. So I just fell in love with that. I got to learn across a lifespan and then use those skills.
Yes, and there's such variety, and you touched upon so many things. Like, there are several different specialties within rehabilitation services, and working with patients of all ages and demographics. And I love, too, hearing your personal story, because you know, what I heard you say was your physical therapist helped you get back to what you love doing.
Absolutely.
And so often, I mean, that's the role you are playing in people's lives right now, is getting them back to what they love to do, or a better quality of life, or what they were used to doing and can't. They've been impaired in some way. And it's such a huge impact that you have on patients. And so I think you're right where you are meant to be.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And I think it's so cool that getting back to what you love can mean so many things. For a high school athlete, that might be competing on the field. But for somebody in their middle ages, that might just be getting up and getting to go to work without having so much pain and discomfort. Or for an older adult, like playing on the floor with their grandkids, being able to be involved and active in a role that they thought maybe wasn't something possible.
Yeah. So very true. And you can relate. You can relate with patients. You've been there, and you know what it's like. And that helps those relationships too. And sometimes that helps patients really kind of dig deep and work at what they want to get back to.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing. It's perfect to just roll right into maybe some of the different types of services you provide and some of those patient conditions that you treat.
Yeah, one thing that drew me to this area was the rural hospital. Growing up in a small town, I like that you get to be a part of your community. You get to know the people that you're treating. You maybe see them out in the community, though I don't live in this community right now. But still, the aspect that it's a small family, kind of. Everybody knows everybody. With that being said, I kind of treat across a lifespan, whether that's a high school athlete wanting to get back on the court or on the field. I've done a little bit of pediatrics. I love kiddos. Someday I hope to have a family, but I think it's fun to get to see those kiddos just get to grow and hit their milestones and help educate parents on things that they can do at home to intervene, to play with their kids, and just create that bond as a therapist, but also for that family to grow in that bond. I enjoy active adults in that middle age that just want to be healthy, kind of put their best foot forward. Our health just changes so quick over the lifespan, so trying to educate that and helping people just stay involved and very, I guess, motivated to be a part of that and focus on that and prioritize it. And then I also enjoy working with older adults. I was fortunate that I was really close with both my grandparents, sets of grandparents, and I just feel like those bonds are really special, that you share different experiences from my generation to a different generation, but either way, you still kind of make some lasting impressions. I sew in my free time as a hobby, and so I tend to have a good relationship with some of my older ladies that enjoy sewing too, and we have lots to talk about.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's always good to hear tips and tricks from them. I can use all the ones that I can get. So I think it's fun that those hobbies, you can still have similarities no matter the age gap. And then one area that I really have a passion for is pelvic health and women's health. I got a specialty certification. There's different levels, and so I'm just starting to expand into that. I think it's a really unique area that for men and women, but kind of my area more in women's health, that is overlooked a lot of times. It's more new in the physical therapy world in the last 10 years, but it's making quite a big impact.
Very interesting. Can you maybe tell us a little bit more about pelvic health and maybe what things patients experience and how you can help them?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of times in pelvic health, we see that maybe from pediatrics that you're trying to potty train. It's a little bit more down a specialty line, but we can touch base in there and find resources if we need, all the way to postpartum, somebody who is just trying to get back to the gym or back to running and having a lot of pelvic pain or some leakage or incontinence as they're trying to get back to those activities. And then also throughout the lifespan after that with perimenopause, menopause changes to the hormone levels, as well as just body size and stature, and again, either pelvic pain or incontinence. And then again, to older adults, Parkinson's is a group that is typically a little bit more prone to incontinence, just with the changing of the musculature and how all of the things are microscopically firing chemically in our body. But a lot of times, I think we just assume maybe that that's just a normal part of aging, and in the pelvic world, we know that that doesn't have to be a normal part of it. It doesn't have to be something that you alter your daily routine to have to plan out when you can get to a bathroom just in case, or to carry extra pads and change of clothes in case something happens.
Mm-hmm. So very interesting. That's great that you were sharing that with listeners, and I mean, we could possibly even do a full program about that at some point. So I do look forward to that. What would you want patients to know about you and how you practice?
I feel that when I practice, a huge part of therapy, whether in the physical aspect, we touch on all physical, emotional, biopsychosocial is kind of a way we wrap that into. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that we look at physically, but if you're emotionally and just mentally not feeling in a good spot, it's really hard for your body to also heal and develop. And so whether that's with nutrition or hydration or just your social activities, that all plays a huge part into how your body can truly heal. I also feel that my philosophy behind it is just getting people more active. And activity, like we said, can look like a lot of different things. I think sometimes in a perspective role, we think of activity being I have to be a runner or I have to be a walker, and it can be as simple as just doing exercises in your chair of standing up, sitting down. Especially right now in Iowa, the last thing we want to do is go for a walk when it's 95 degrees outside. So activity can look different ways. It doesn't have to be going for a 5-mile walk to feel that you moved. It can be just as simple as getting up every hour, stretching, trying to just make your body feel valued.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, Sarah, you're saying just some terrific things. I want all of our listeners to hear this. And I can't help but think, Kevin and Edison, the last time they were on the program, they talked about some functional tests that they do with patients. And they were talking about exactly just sit to stand, some very simple exercises that people can do in their homes. And it is about movement and staying active. And so I love that you're reinforcing the messaging that they have shared. Kevin, anything you want to chime in?
She's spot on right. It's what we try and do, get people to move. You know, and one of the things that I just appreciate is, you know, when a Sarah comes in to join us, the enthusiasm that they bring, and all their new ideas that they bring, you know, in a field that's changing so rapidly.
All the time.
Just to be able to, you know, tap into the wealth of knowledge that they're coming in with is just amazing. So it's just a great thing for all our patients and our clinic and everything.
It's so true, and I second that wholeheartedly. It is just being in Sarah's presence and listening to her. She does bring just a lot of motivation and excitement and passion for what she does. And I know our listeners can hear that too. And it is fun as we get new therapists in because things are always changing. And I am amazed all the time when I have Kevin or someone from the department on the program to talk about what they're doing in specialty areas. It's like each time I talk with someone, there's a new area that physical or occupational therapy can help support a person, and in ways that people don't even think. So that's why it's so important that we have somebody on your team on just regularly to talk about the great things that you're doing. So,
well, we're rarely short of words talking about physical therapy.
So. Well, that is great to hear. So you touched on this a little bit, Sarah. Let's make sure we cover it. Some of the reasons that a person would come to the department, to rehabilitative therapy, in need of specifically physical therapy services.
It can look like a wide range of things, whether that's you've got some neck pain when you're driving and trying to look and see in your blind spot and things just don't feel like they're moving right. You're limited in some of what we call range of motion, so how far you could maybe look one way or another. Maybe you have some shoulder pain when you're trying to reach up and you're cooking in the kitchen, or you've got back pain from being on your feet all day. And or maybe it's the first thing that you get out of bed, you have pain in the morning. We treat a variety of things, whether that's just some ankle instability for a basketball player, feeling like they're always rolling their ankle on the court. It really can be across the body, across the lifespan. It can be an older adult who's had a few falls and they just need to feel more safe and stable on their feet. We want to keep people off the ground in a fall way, but we want to help them get to the ground safely if they're trying to play with their grandkids. Right. So in both ways, we want to make sure that you're safe for those older adults and making sure that they are still functional, that they can do the things they want. It can also look like just regular daily routine. Maybe you have a hard time with dressing and bathing, and we have great occupational therapists that can come up with some tools to help with that, but making sure you're stable and you have the right body motions to achieve that. So it can be anything from some aches and pains, or you just notice that you've gotten weak a little bit. We kind of feel that there's a level between personal trainers and physical therapists. We look more at specific movement impairments, things that muscles are maybe not firing the way they should or working together as a team like we'd like them to. We get you on the right track doing some exercises at home, being more independent, and when you feel that you're kind of ready to go, maybe you do need to go find somebody who could serve as a personal trainer to keep you going and keep you strong, but we want to guide you in that pathway there first.
Excellent. So what I'm hearing you say, and I hope what our listeners are taking too, is because as you go through your daily life, because you're experiencing some pain, some discomfort, maybe it's just this nagging, bothersome area, or your balance is off, it doesn't mean that is how you need to continue living your life. You know, there is help available, and we have a terrific team at 21st Century Rehab. And so reach out, ask some questions, see what there is, and they can help you get on the right path and get you set up for success there. So very good. What kind of results have you seen while working with patients?
I have gotten some cool experiences, although I'm maybe still new in my independent role as a PT, but throughout PT school you have different clinical experiences and they make sure you tap into different areas that you get to see a little bit of everything before you graduate. So I've got experiences from those clinical internships as well as being in the field. It doesn't take long to see some great improvements. Some of the things I've seen in both areas can be somebody who's had a stroke and has been having a lot of difficulty with one side of their your body, being able to function, being able to walk, feeling safe and stable on their feet. Or maybe they're young and they still have a lot of goals that they want to achieve mm-hmm. after some type of stroke or spinal cord injury, and you help them feel a little bit more independent and back to like themselves again. I've seen some older adults who have had some falls and are just a little bit scared. There's not necessarily always has to be a fall to instigate it, but it can also be like a fear of falling. So maybe you feel that walking around your home, you're just scared that maybe you will fall. And so then that's why you don't leave your home as much, because you're afraid of having to get around the community with a cane or a walker and just mm-hmm. not feeling like that's how you want to be seen or portrayed in the community. And so we've helped some confidence in older adults achieve that and feel that they don't need the walker or a cane walking in the community, or help maybe bring into a new idea of it's okay if you have to use one of those devices, but you can actually get out and be a part of the community. I've seen athletes be able to get back onto the field. I've seen a couple ACLs be tore, unfortunately, but seeing those kids get back out to be able to play and finish out their sport is always really special too.
Oh, that's so great to hear. And you kind of probably touched upon it there, and just the ways in which you see people improve and get better and get back to living life. Tell us what you enjoy most about what you're doing.
I think the success stories always fill your cup. Maybe yeah. not always a success story that you experience. Maybe somebody doesn't get as far as they wanted to, but they still need help seeing kind of those silver lining improvements of, look at where you started, but you're here in just, you know, 2 to 4 weeks of progress. Imagine what another couple months can do to achieve those goals. I recently had a woman that had a lot of neck pain. She was limited from going to the gym and being able to even drive without feeling it bothered. And within about 4 weeks, she's feeling great. She's back to the gym, feeling like she's stronger now. And I think those are just exciting moments when the patient feels like they've made huge progress and they've noticed, now I can do this. I think one of my favorite stories is an older adult saying that they never thought they'd be on the floor playing with their grandkids again. And so as somebody who has nieces and nephews, I love being able to interact. I love watching my parents as grandparents interact. And so to imagine somebody getting that opportunity just fills your heart for why you went into it. And you get to see that through somebody else's life too.
Oh, absolutely. And just like you said, everybody's personal goals look different, but just to be able to get, even if they're little steps progressing back, it does so much for a person mentally that they can get there. And so to be a part of that has just got to be so rewarding.
Absolutely. And it's so special that in therapy it still lasted, and as busy and chaotic as the healthcare world is, that we get set time with our mm-hmm. patients, that you truly get one-on-one experience where you can have a conversation about your patient's weekend, what they're dealing with, things that are going on in their personal life, all the happies, the highs and lows, and then you can kind of be there just as somebody to let them get it off their chest. Maybe mm-hmm. they have a lot going on their plate and they've just needed somebody to truly listen.
Right.
And I think that's just unique, because it seems like we're in a world that's go, go, go. And so when you have a moment to just have somebody truly listen to you, it seems like sometimes that's all someone needs.
Yes. Yes. So very true. Gosh, Sarah, what's one recommendation? Maybe it's a general recommendation or parting message that you would like to share with listeners?
I think that if you're going to do something to keep your body active, it should be something that you enjoy. It's really hard to force yourself to be active, force yourself to work out. The hardest part of moving or working out or being active is just starting. And so if it's not something that you enjoy, you're never going to have that motivation to do it. So the activity can look like a lot of things, whether that's going for a walk or just standing up more often. Maybe it's you choose to stand instead of sit while you're doing a craft, or you're cooking, or you're playing outside, something like that. And so at the end of the day, you need to find things that you love, that you feel like they fill your cup. Once you fill your cup and you kind of set off some of those endorphins in your brain, it just makes you feel in a better positive state, and that you want to continue to move your body, that you create this habit and routine, and then it's really hard to get out of that routine. Your body kind of just feels off if you're not in it. So right. At the end of the day, if it's not something you enjoy, it's really hard to stay active if you don't look forward to it, if you're dreading it. And that's not what the goal is. The goal is to move your body to enjoy it and to treat your body well with that activity, not to dread having to move your body.
Amen. My gosh. Just said it so beautifully, and I completely agree. That's wonderful.
Is there any wonder why we were so excited that she chose to join our team?
I know. Oh my gosh, I think you're so fortunate to have Sarah be a part of your team there, Kevin. So when you're not seeing patients and improving their lives, what do you enjoy doing during your time? Now, I know you mentioned you do some sewing and you're very active. Share with us what you like to do in your free time.
I do. I have a range of activities. I don't always sit still well unless I maybe have something in front of me. So whether that's sewing or baking, I have a little nephew who's just over two, and I use any excuse or chance I get to hang out with him. Logan and I enjoy just being outside. We enjoy golfing. If we have a chance to get to the mountains, we hike, we snowboard, a little bit of everything. So just enjoying time, quality time with our friends, our family, being active, running, all sorts of things like that.
Sounds great. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being on the program. It's been wonderful to get to know you, and our listeners have gotten to know you at the same time. You are a wonderful addition to our team here at Van Deese Medical Center. I want to also mention Sarah is available to see patients. If you have questions for Sarah or Kevin, you can call the department, 21st Century Rehab. Their phone number is 515-832-7735.
And if ever you just have a question, if you know, you're wondering if therapy might be able to help something, mm-hmm. please feel free just to call or even just stop by and ask. We'll always have someone who can just visit with you for a couple minutes, you know, about maybe what you have going on and if physical therapy would be something that could lead you down a good path. So yeah. Feel free just to always reach out with any questions you may have, and we'll do our best to answer.
Great. Thank you for sharing that, Kevin. And I do want to mention, if you're not familiar, 21st Century Rehab is located right inside the main entrance. So the entrance that faces to the west towards the courthouse, they're right inside there. And as Kevin mentioned, you can stop in, and one of the experts there at 21st Century Rehab would be happy to visit with you briefly and talk over whatever it is you might be dealing with. So. Kevin and Sarah, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you for having us.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.